This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. BOGO is back for 1 week only. Buy one and get one of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm free. Order at EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie BOGO.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
A federal judge is ordering the unsealing of a redacted affidavit related to the raid of former President Trump's home. It's here!
What the government has done here has they have released, and as you can see here, look at all these redactions, and this is just a taste of what this document looks like.
Well, I wish I could get that excited about
nothing! Are you kidding? Page 73!
Mr. Blank needs a blank in order to blank his blank.
Well, that clears that up.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
How would you feel like being a parent, looking at your kid, and knowing you didn't have the insurance? And knowing if they did not get that insulin, they may die. There's thousands of people in America going through that.
So tired of you getting angry and yelling all the time. It's exhausting. I feel like I'm partners with the Hulk.
I'm tired of being quiet.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
It's amazing here at our studios. It's dark. At 4 o'clock, it's December in August. We're getting hammered worse than the stock market did today. Down over 1,000 points after the announcement from the Fed today in Wyoming, Jerome Powell, that they're going to be more interest rate hikes. So
not up, not down, actually down. The economy's looking good so far. We're hanging in, and I feel good about it. We have a long way to go.
That was Brandon about 2 hours ago. The economy's looking good. Of course, give him the benefit of the doubt. It was only down about 880 points at the time he said that. Now it's down at the end of the session. It's down 3% for the day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 32, just a little over 32,000. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. I just want to go over a couple. We got so much sound to get to today, I don't want to leave any of it around. But, you know, there's more and more news about COVID and just what a disaster it was, this whole overreaction. And, you know, The Wall Street Journal had an editorial the other day saying there needs to be some kind of reckoning here about the terrible mishandling, the public health fiasco that COVID was, and all these people dying, all the younger people dying, these athletes just keep keeling over, you know, people in great condition. The excess death rate is up across the entire Western world. You know, people who, myocarditis, most people, I'd never heard of it until a few months ago. Now it's a big problem.
Vax attacks.
That's what they call it?
That's what I call them.
It's a hassle. You know, the Babylon Bee had a great headline today. New study shows an alarming link between being a conspiracy theorist and not having myocarditis. I mean, that sums it up. It sums it up. And so everybody's walking back what they did or didn't do. You know, it's like there's a war crimes trials coming, you know, and people are going to be rounded up and asked to give a good account of themselves, how they handle this. And so, of course, one of the guys who's walking it back is Fauci. So let's play cut 16 of Fauci. This is now what Fauci is saying now. Cut 16.
I think we need to make sure that your listeners understand I didn't shut down anything. There was a lot of consideration among the White House task force that we were reaching a point where the hospitals, such as in New York City and other places, were being strained to the point of practically being overwhelmed. And when Dr. Birx and I came with the proposal that that we take 15 days to essentially get to the point where we slow, if not shut, some things down, not completely. And the record will show,
900 days
Neil,
ago,
that we didn't recommend shutting everything down. We wanted to cause a pause, to remember the terminology, to flatten the curve.
Cause a pause.
Well, I didn't shut anything down.
That's what he said a couple of days ago. Okay, can we have a flashback, please? That was now. Usually we play then first and now. That was now. This was then, cut 15.
And when it became clear that when we had community spread in the country with a few cases of community spread, this was way before there was a major explosion like we saw in the Northeastern corridor driven by New York City metropolitan area, I recommended to the president that we shut the country down.
Really? But I thought you said you didn't shut anything down. So there's a guy that's, he's a social influencer, I guess. I didn't know who he was until I saw him on a show last night. His name is Andrew Tate. Do you know who this guy is, Andrew Tate?
No. I might know him if I saw him.
He's an athlete. He's a pretty smart guy. And he's been living in, he's sort of British American. And so he talks about how young men are neglected and disenfranchised and treated like crap. And so I'm not sure exactly why he's been shut down and just canceled across the board. He's made a ton of money, apparently. He's a former kickboxer or something like that.
Is he what you call a toxic male?
I guess he's what some people will call a toxic male.
I'm looking at the pictures, cigar smoking, cool sunglasses.
Right. He says, I have cool girlfriends. You know, I go to parties. You know, he's like, life's been good to him, like to Joe Walsh. And so he was talking, I guess he was fed up with all the COVID nonsense a couple of years ago. So he went to Sweden. And he just hung out in Sweden, and he said, hey, it's like life is normal. And then he went to Germany, and everybody was crazy and all this stuff. And so he was talking last night, and he was saying, how do people deal with this now that they've just decided, never mind, you know, because COVID's still out there, as he pointed out. But now they've just told people, you know, we ruined 2 years of your life, but, you know, just nothing to see here, folks. Move along. So this was this guy, Andrew Tate, cut 20.
You know, it's kind of funny, Tucker. I'll tell you, when at the height of COVID, I used to say to my brother, how will people struggle with the cognitive dissonance when this is all over? Because COVID is still out there. Nothing's gone away. The thing that we were all hiding from is still right there, out there to get you. But now everyone walks around and they're not scared of it anymore. And I'm like, are people critical enough to analyze themselves and say, for a year of my life, I was deathly afraid of something? Now I'm exposing myself to said thing, and I'm not afraid anymore. The media tricked me, and I was a fool. But they're not. They don't even seem to self-analyze and go, I got tricked. They're just like, oh, okay, next thing. Hey, Andrew, now. Like robots. It's mind-bending to me, truly.
He's so right. I mean, don't you think about that sometimes? You know, why aren't people more angry about the fact that they were scammed, their businesses were destroyed, they couldn't visit their dying relatives, their kids' educations were destroyed, may never recover. And it's just nothing. Move along. And so he was talking about how he hated going on planes, and the masks, and you put the mask over your nose, and you got to put the mask back on between bites, between taking a drink, et cetera, et cetera. So he's got, like I said, he's got a lot of money, or did have a lot of money till he got shut down. So he said he bought a private jet, cut 21.
And my experience was plagued by endless paperwork, wearing a mask, put the mask over your nose. Every time you eat, you have to put the mask on in between. I got told off for not having the mask up high enough. I got told off for drinking too long because my mask wasn't on. Pure panic and chaos. And because I'm fortunate enough to be fiscally secure, from there I decided I'll just buy private jets from now on. And when I bought a private jet, there was no masks, no paperwork. no mask at the airport when I landed. My air stewardess was not wearing a mask. My pilot was not wearing a mask. COVID didn't exist once I bought a private jet. Very interesting. Maybe if you're rich enough, COVID can't take, maybe COVID's scared of money. I'm not sure. But it seems that everyone who's flying on private jets never had to worry about COVID ever. It's just the people at the bottom who had to worry about COVID.
See, Howie, you didn't have to get the vaccine. You just had to fly private.
You're right. I guess I'm just not as good of an influencer. I haven't made as much money on the internet as an influencer. And I was never a professional.
We need to get you a chest tattoo and a cigar.
That guy was pretty good, though, I must say. He was just he was summing it up nicely, I thought. 844-500-4242. 508 says about what Fauci said. The hospitals in New York were so overwhelmed they had to use the hospital ships Trump sent them. Oh, wait. Yeah, there was one. They sent it back. And then they also took over the Javits Center. And then they didn't use that one either. That's how overwhelmed they were. I think basically the Northeast Corridor was overwhelmed by governmental mismanagement from Cuomo, Murphy, certainly Charlie Baker, Janet Mills. They did a terrible job, and that's why it was such a disaster in this part of the country. 844-500-4242. We'll take some calls when we come back. I'm sure I'm already dreaming of how well I'm going to sleep tonight. I'm sure it's happened to you. You stare at your alarm clock all night. Finally, around dawn, you fall asleep, and then bam, your alarm clock goes off for the day. Why couldn't I sleep last night, you ask yourself. But if you want to guarantee you'll get the best sleep possible, just like I do, there's one solution: MyPillow. MyPillow doesn't just have the most comfortable Giza Elegance MyPillows. There's the MyPillow bed sheets, the six-piece towel sets, the roll-and-go anywhere MyPillows. So many products combining the quality and comfort you only get with MyPillow. Here's the best thing: right now, it's the MyPillow BOGO Extravaganza. That means buy one, get one free on all those products that I just mentioned. Call 1-800-658-4965 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the code word Howie. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and don't forget the code word Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Born in Maine, made in Massachusetts, and now a resident of the Sunshine State, Howie Carr, the original carpetbagger. He's the smartest guy in the room.
I think Papa has it all figured out. Figured out and wrapped up in tissue paper with pink ribbons on it.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. This is pretty severe thunderstorms. If you lose us on your broadcast radio station, you can always listen to us at HowieCarrShow.com, HowieCarrShow.com, or you can watch us on Rumble, too, right? There are all kinds of ways to listen to us, but immediately go to, the easiest way, I think, is HowieCarrShow.com, and you can just listen to the feed. And or go to Rumble, and again we'll be on tonight. We're going to go off of XTK because at I don't know, around 5:36, somewhere in there, for the very exciting Patriots pregame show. So if you don't want to miss Dr. Matt, who's going to be with us in the last hour to answer your questions about your pets, you can always listen again at HowieCarrShow.com, HowieCarrShow.com. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer is on. This offer is for 1 week only and ends at midnight on Sunday. For allergies, pet smells, or any odor you need to get rid of, the Thunderstorm Air Purifier is the answer. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code HowieBOGO. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code HowieBOGO. Shipping is free. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Did the FBI rig the 2020 election?
Yeah, I'm going to say they did by all of the nonsense they put out. The Hunter Biden laptop only being the most recent up to the moment example.
95% say yes.
And also, don't forget the Gretchen Whitmer Fed napping case too. That also came out in October of 2020. And the guy who ran that that corrupt sting operation on those indigents that two of whom were convicted this week and two others were acquitted in April, he is now the head of the FBI's Washington field office, and they were the ones. This is where that affidavit came out of, the Washington field office. I am a special agent with the FBI assigned to the Washington field office, meaning he works for the same guy who set up the corrupt sting, that another way to make Trump look bad in the run-up to the election. Jay, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jay.
Thank you, Howie. What do you feel? You're flying into Syria with Donald Trump on the total blackout there?
It's really amazing. I mean, how dark it is. It's like pitch black. I mean, it won't last for long, and we need the rain, so I'm not complaining. But they're talking about a tornado watch in parts of Hamden County, I guess. So it could be worse.
Well, look, I want to talk about in the Mar-a-Lago raid. It's not Donald Trump that's facing scrutiny or under indictment by intent. It is the FBI. And whatever their intention was, whoever, Brandon or Merrick Garland, due process, just like the January 6th defendants, due process is a dual-edged sword, and it can come back on Brandon, Pelosi, Schumer, and the Gang of Four. They could all find themselves incarcerated for an undisclosed length of time while their case is pending. You know what I mean, Howie?
I do. This is outrageous, and you know, the whole thing, they don't even mention in this entire sham that they've set up about Mar-a-Lago is that place is patrolled by the Secret Service. I'm sure they got a skeleton crew down there during the summer, you know, when he's not around. But it's not like anything was in any danger of being burglarized. The only burglary that would have taken place might be by the FBI, you know?
I think it's time that it be patrolled by Blackwater and the Michigan militia, if you know what I mean.
Thanks for the call, Jay. Taylor, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Taylor.
Hi there, Howie.
Hi.
I was just, I know that you were just talking about Andrew Tate, so forgive me for bringing it up again. But you do know that he said that he moved to Romania so he could more likely get away with sexual assault.
I don't know. I mean, he said he was, they discussed that last night on the air, and he said that, you know, he'd never been arrested or anything like that. So I don't know. I mean, why is he, do you think he was canceled because, that's the same thing. Didn't they go after Julian Assange for the same thing? I mean, that is kind of a deep state fallback position, isn't it?
I wouldn't say so. I think the threat of women, like, being assaulted is very real, and Andrew
right.
perpetuates that to his viewers and et cetera, says women that are at blame if they get raped, that sort of thing. I think that's a real issue, and I think he deserved to be kicked off those platforms, you know?
How about Hunter Biden?
Yeah, as well. I mean, anyone.
But I mean, Hunter Biden hasn't been banned. I mean, he's the toast of the town, basically, isn't he? Because
he should be. Go kick him off like you did of Andrew Tate. I mean, you're not going to get me by like, oh, well, this person should too, because of course, apply it fairly.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I like I said, I'd never heard of him till last night, but I thought he had a pretty good take on COVID-19 and the whole lockdown and how nobody's paying any attention to it. But thank you, Taylor, for the call. 844-500-4242. Do we have time for Biden? This is Biden in 2020 talking about voter fraud. Cut 19.
We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
That was then. This was last night at a campaign event in Rockville, Maryland. Cut 25.
We'll protect voting rights. We'll pass election reform and make sure no one ever has the opportunity to steal an election again.
Won't that hurt his own prospects in 2024 should he decide to run? I don't understand. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Brett Tolman, you've seen him before. He's a former U.S. prosecutor, and he went through this redacted affidavit. I'm holding it in my hand now. There's not much to really see, but he knows how to read these things. And just to go through some of the things he noticed. I've gone through the redacted affidavit a couple of times now, including the attachments. I'm not impressed. There are so many concerning issues, it's hard to know where to start. I'll try. The affidavit is filled with conclusory statements. There is probable cause as stated authoritatively, but without any reference to whom the probable cause applies, nor to sufficient facts supporting such probable cause. It is surprising that Reinhart, again, the magistrate, signed this, given that the overwhelming tenor of the unredacted facts is that it's a civil dispute over which documents can or cannot be retained versus sent to the archives. Criminal intent appears nowhere in the affidavit. Well, they talk about criminal confederates at the very end. My favorite part, the focus of the facts is less on former president may or may not be able to possess, but whether documents are in a secured designated room. No mention that the whole place is secured by the Secret Service. Right. You know, those cops you saw outside, the people with the long rifles on the day the raid happened a couple of weeks ago, that wasn't FBI, that was Secret Service. There does not appear to be probable cause to search the safe. The safe is also not listed on the places to search, nor described in the factual justifications. There is no set of facts revealed to show that the target transported, removed, destroyed, altered, or instructed others to do so regarding classified documents. Shockingly, it admits the FBI searched through boxes of documents that the archives had recovered and did so pursuant to their quote-unquote criminal investigation, unquote, but did not use a taint team to ensure that they were not reviewing privileged documents. I love all these phrases they have, like taint team. That's to see, again, to see that they're not dealing with documents that were that had been classified or attorney-client covered privilege, etc. And then it's just, this is just nonsense as far as I can see. And you know what, again, if they had anything, they've had 2 weeks to leak to their stenographers, the same people that they used for 2 or 3 years to promote the Russian collusion hoax. And the best they could come up with was nuclear documents. And then later on, they were alarmed. FBI agents were alarmed at something they saw. 844-500-4242. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate sure. it. Love what you do.
Thank you
for what you do.
Thanks.
My thoughts on this whole raid, it reeks. It reeks badly. You know, they had 3 or 4 days from the time the warrant was signed till they went in. What documents did the FBI bring in to plan on Donald Trump? That way they could take him down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know if they, I don't think they did that, honestly. I know they're corrupt, but I don't think that would work. I think the whole thing was just to get Trump back into the news and to, you know, try to get him excited because they think that, you know, they're losing the white suburban, you know, wine cooler soccer moms. And they know that traditionally they've hated Trump. That was Trump's weakness in the 2020 election. But you know, they're being crushed by inflation and crime and the flood of illegal alien welfare recipients, et cetera, et cetera. So they're trying to reintroduce their Trump card, Trump, into the mix. I think that's more what it's about than planting documents. Although anything could, you can't put anything past these people. They are they're really evil. Thanks for the call, Paul. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Howie, aside from the main point, that when you mentioned about the Secret Service agents, you know, on that file photo that they have,
yeah.
The female agent, the look on her face is one of disbelief, in my opinion, when I first saw it. She couldn't believe what she was seeing. But besides that, It should be called the Federal Bureau of Interference, because they blamed the Russians for trying to interfere with our elections when it was them all along. They knew it all along. They did it with malice aforethought, and they got to be held accountable somehow, because they stole our country, and they can't be allowed to get away with it. You know, they just can't be allowed to get away with it.
I'd like to see them disbanded. I just, you know, just fire them all. However many they fired all the air traffic controllers when Reagan was president. There were thousands of them. I know there are probably even more FBI agents than there were air traffic controllers. But just get rid of them all. And, you know, let them reapply, set up a new, I don't think even you need to set up a new agency. Just split everything up with the Secret Service, the U.S. Marshals, the Treasury agents, the DEA. Everybody could take a piece of this. But, I mean, this is just so corrupt. And this agency, and, you know, there's 30,000 agents, and they're talking, oh, it's great, we've got 14 whistleblowers. How many years has this conspiracy been going on against Donald Trump and all of us, all 75 million people who voted for him? How long? It's been going on for 6-7 years, and 14 agents have stepped up. That's not a very high percentage, is it? 844-500-4242-508. Just like indicting a ham sandwich, probable cause is an evolving paradigm. The AG in name only doesn't understand the concept of just because you can doesn't mean you should. This is just another rake in the Biden administration yard, to quote Senator Kennedy. It's 508. Let me translate that affidavit for you. We don't need no stinking evidence. I tend to agree. That would be my translation as well. Jerry, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jerry.
Hey, Howie. How are you, sir?
Good.
Good. Listen, this is off topic, but this is the second time I have had a run-in with somebody from Boston. I'm down in St. Pete, Florida. We miss you down here in God's country.
I'll be back soon enough.
I know. I remember last year. I ran and I was taking my mother. She's 88. I'm taking her to Publix. You know Publix.
Yes,
of course. I have a different
name
for it, but good store. Anyway, checking out. Lady comes up. She kind of runs where they check out, the self-checkout. Heavy accent. She's like, oh, is this your mother? Yes, and all this stuff. Anyway, she goes, well, I'm from Boston. I've been down here, and I could tell she's from Boston. And I go, well, in about an hour and a half, I'm going to be listening to the Howie Carr Show. She goes, what? And the cashier says that she's lived up in Cape Cod for 12 years. She goes, oh, my God, is he still alive? I know Bulger's
how dare
not
you?
A threat anymore, but why does everybody, think it's the second time during Kentucky Derby, I was at my condo, went down to cook some stuff at the clubhouse, went inside to watch the Derby, and some guy's in there, and he's from Boston. He goes, is he still around? Why is everybody from up there thinking, I know you're alive?
Reports of my demise have been greatly exaggerated, Jerry.
Like Truman.
No, like Mark Twain. But yeah, thanks for the call though, Jerry. Tell everybody you see that, start spreading the word. I'm coming back south in about 6 weeks or so. I'll be down, not in St. Pete, but on the other side of the state. All right, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Joe had a lot to say at the campaign event last night in Rockville, Maryland. He was he had a problem with his teleprompter. Of course, he always has a problem with the teleprompter. Most of the time, it's not the teleprompter's fault. It's Joe Biden's fault. So let's play cut two.
The Social Security you paid for from the time you had a job is on the ballot. The safety of your kids from gun violence is on the ballot. And it's not hyperbole. The very survival of our planet is on the ballot.
It's on the ballot.
Your right to vote is on the ballot. Even the democracy.
Even the democracy. Even the democracy. Cut four.
And Americans are going to have to choose. You must choose. Will we be a country that moves forward or backward?
Well, what's your answer, Bal? Cut five.
Will we be a nation of unity, of hope, of optimism?
How come he confused? I could see, okay, you confuse it once, but he keeps confusing it over and over again. He confuses will as will, W-E apostrophe L-L.
He gets in a rut and he can't get out. It's not easy for him.
Numbers. He's a numbers man. You know, he does in-depth analysis, as one of his stooges said yesterday. In-depth analysis when he's not engaging in Socratic dialogues. So here he is, math man. Cut seven.
When I came to office, we were facing a once-in-a-century pandemic. A million people died. And over 9 million people get up in the morning and sit at that breakfast table or the dinner table with an empty chair because of that.
Wait a second. I'm just doing the math here myself. Were all of these 1 million people disembodied before they died? They split up amongst these dining room and breakfast
tables. And isn't James Clyburn now saying that it's all Trump's fault because the vaccine doesn't work? And yet, I mean, again, talk about the cognitive dissonance that Andrew Tate was talking about. So Clyburn is saying it's Trump's fault because the vaccine doesn't work, but they're still not letting professional athletes come into the country because they're not vaccinated. Nate Silver, who's, you know, representative of the deep state, 538, he's saying that Pfizer or some of the other pharmaceutical companies held off on approving and releasing the vaccine until after the election because, like the FBI, they wanted to stop Trump from becoming president. So, I mean, is the vaccine the savior of everybody, or is it killing people? And is Biden responsible for the fact that there's four times as many people dead on his watch as on Trump's watch? So then, of course, Biden was interrupted by a heckler as he spoke. Cut nine.
And the whole notion of the burn it all down politics of MAGA Republicans continues to be a drumbeat. But. That's all. No. Let him go. Let him go.
Wait, we just played a cut of him bragging about how he had the largest voter fraud organization in history. But he said he's going to stop it. He's going to no more. Not, that's not going to be any more election stealing going on, even though he bragged about having the largest election theft organization in the nation's history. 844-500-4242. We all knew it was coming, and it finally has. The real estate frenzy has really slowed down due to inflation, interest rates, and the overall economy. For sale signs are sitting in the ground longer, buyers are backing out of deals, and large crowds of buyers have disappeared. If you plan to divest of your most valuable asset, your real estate, then act now while demand is still hanging in there. Holding off selling or even renting your property could be a comfortable short-term solution, but not if you sell in a year or two for much less money. Don't hesitate. Sell today at auction under your terms. In a J.J. Manning auction, your property sells as quickly as possible through a marketing plan and recipe which has stood the test of time. For over 45 years, and more importantly, in every type of economy, J.J. Manning consistently creates a competitive environment with cash buyers who are ready to close with no contingencies. To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold quickly, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
It's not easy being number one.
It's so lonely at the top of Olympus. More women! More wine!
Howie will be right back after this short break.
What? Nothing. Here's your nine puts.
I'm not dead.
Yeah. He says he's not dead.
Yes, he is.
I'm not.
He isn't?
Well, he will be soon. He's very ill.
844. So the thing is, when the vaccinations look good, Brandon says he did it. When the vaccinations look bad, Trump did it. You understand? That's the way it works.
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
Exactly. Exactly. 844-500-4242. And, you know, did you remember when the price of gas was way up? And then it was all about Putin's price hike. He had nothing to do with it. But now the price has gone down a little bit. I mean, it's still up, like, it's still double, basically, what it was before. But he's taking credit for cut 17.
Your gas prices are down more. Since I took office this year, gas prices are down more than a dollar this summer, and we're going to keep it going down.
So the gas prices went up $3, and it was Putin's fault. So now they've come down $1 from the $3 that they increased. So we're still up double what we were when Trump was president.
And he only took office this year?
Yeah, he only took office this year. And then he also was talking about what will happen. You know, most people know, especially people who've been in Congress for about 150 years, that there are 435 members of the House and there are 100 members of the Senate, right? That's basic civics. Cut 24.
If we elect two more senators, we keep the House and Democrats, we're going to get a lot of unfinished business. We're going to get done.
So if they elect two more senators, they keep the House? How does that work? That's what you call fuzzy math. James, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, James.
Hey, Howie, nice to talk to you.
Thank you. Good to talk to you.
Hey, I was just wondering, I know that the FBI spent a lot of time in Mar-a-Lago. Do you think they wired up the place for sound so they can hear what's going on?
You know, that's just a variation on what the earlier caller said, that they planted documents. I don't think so. I think he could have the place swept pretty easily, but I think it was just to get him back in the headlines and to maybe try to goad him into announcing early so that they could, before the midterm, so that they could make him the issue. They love Donald Trump in the headlines. That's one of their goals. And again, the FBI is no more than the secret police of the Democrat Party in the deep state. And that's what this was all about. This is third world banana republic territory that we're in now. And this search warrant affidavit just proves it even more. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Howie, just listen to Joe Biden. He just sounds like a used car salesman, so full of BS. You know, Howie, I was talking to an IT expert, information technology expert last night. And he was explaining to me about the Dominion voting machines and about blockchain technology and algorithms and how it manipulated the voting.
Well, what about it? What about what Zuckerberg was saying? You know, that we didn't shut him down totally, all the Hunter Biden laptop stories, but we just pushed him down a little bit. I guess that's what algorithms do, you know. And Rogan asked the logical question, well, how much did you cut back on people's access? Oh, it was significant. It was, I don't know how much, but it was significant. That's what Zuckerberg admitted. I'm Howie Carr.
Oh, yeah.